Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Lots of news coming out and behind the scenes of AEW Dynamite last night. We'll get into all of that in just a bit. Plus, Bully Ray versus Eddie Kingston rages on, and Andrade's Road Rager opponent has been revealed. For Thursday, July the 1st, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
There's nothing in your life that will top seeing a live WWE Dynamite.
Oh, Jim, bless you. WWE Dynamite aired last night from Daly's Place in Jacksonville. The last AEW Dynamite for the foreseeable from Daly's Place, kind of bringing to an end the pandemic era for All Elite Wrestling. There was a lovely video shown last night where they recapped the last 60 plus weeks of wrestling during the pandemic for AEW. And there's been some really amazing moments that they've put together in Daly's Place, from an absolutely empty arena to right at the end where fans are coming back in full force and at full voice into Daly's as well. They head on the road for the Road Rager next week, which we'll get into in a little bit. But a few notes from last night's AEW. A new signing was behind the scenes just about 48 hours since we were reported initially that he was leaving WWE. Sonjay Dutt was backstage producing AEW Dynamite, according to reports from PW Insider. They say he was there in the afternoon and was there throughout the show last night for the tapings. He is believed, according to PW Insider, to have signed a full-time contract with AEW. Moving away from his previous role with WWE. There was talk that he'd been let go. It turned out he'd asked for his release and been granted it, and he'd left of his own accord to go and start a brand new job for All Elite Wrestling. Something that's a little bit more cut and dry when you're working as staff as opposed to on-screen talent. It's just a case of, you know, handing in your notice, working your notice period, and then starting work the next day for Sonjay Dutt. That's pretty much what happened there. So we wish Sonjay the best, now working behind the scenes at All Elite Wrestling. Maybe this will lead him to doing some stuff with Impact Wrestling as well. That is very much Sonjay Dutt's spiritual home. A multiple-time X-Division champion is Sonjay, and involved in some major matches within the history of Impact Wrestling / TNA Wrestling, so no doubt he may cut a path there at some point as well. We have an update on Reba, who last night teamed with Dr. Britt Baker to face Nyla Rose and Vicky Guerrero. We saw Reba break a cover up at one point and seemed to land badly in doing so and got hurt in the process. She had to use her arms to pull herself out of the ring as the match went on. Trainers checking on Reba during the match, and video emerged afterwards of trainers helping Reba to the back, unable to put any weight on her foot. She seemed to be in an incredible amount of pain and upset from this, and we weren't quite sure what the situation was as Dynamite went off the air last night. Sean Ross Sapp, just a few hours ago, reported the following. For those worried about Rebel, not Reba, we're told that she dislocated her kneecap tonight on AEW Dynamite, but she seems in good spirits, sending well wishes her way. We send our best, of course, to Rebel, not Reba, and hopefully it's not too bad an injury. From what we hear from behind the scenes, she's very much a big part of the locker room there, a big character behind the scenes, and not long recovering from an injury herself, and it'd be a shame to end up back on the shelf as well. we wish her a full and speedy recovery. Heading into next week, AEW have their Road Rager. This is the first show back on the road for AEW. It's a special episode of Dynamite, and we can confirm who Andrade's opponent is going to be for the Road Rager. This is his first in-ring action for All Elite Wrestling. He's going to be going up against Matt Sydal. This comes after Sydal interrupted Andrade last week. Good exhibition match to welcome Andrade El Idolo to AEW, and a good chance to showcase Matt Sydal as well. This is how the Road Rager shakes down next week. Of course, Andrade versus Matt Sydal, as we've just said. Orange Cassidy and Chris Statlander taking on the Bunny and the Blade in a mixed tag match. Chris Jericho and MJF are going to have a face-to-face confrontation. The Young Bucks put the tag team titles on the line against Penta and Eddie Kingston, which should be all kinds of special. Cody Rhodes and QT Marshall in a strap match, continuing the rivalry of the Nightmare family there. And we have an Inner Circle tag match, six-man style. Santana Ortiz and Jake Hager facing FTR and Wardlow. That is AEW's Road Rager, the event that allows them to stretch their legs and get out of Daly's place out of Jacksonville. Moving forward for AEW, last night on Dynamite, Taz revealed that Ricky Starks is back in ring shape very nearly, and his first match back is going to be a big one.
As you can see, Team Taz is not in complete form at the moment. No absolute Ricky Starks, he's not here. The FTW World Champion Brian Cage, he's not here. Here's the thing, those two men, their relationship, it's been rough, to say the least, and it's been rough on me. It's been toxic for Team Taz, for our life. Not just on me, not just on Cage and Starks, but on Hobbs and on Hook.
I'm tired of this, man.
Taz, someone needs to figure it out real quick.
And you know what, Hobbs, you're right. And it's gonna get figured out on July 14th, live in Austin, Texas, AEW Dynamite. The machine Brian Cage will defend the FTW World Heavyweight Championship against a medically cleared absolute Ricky Starks in Austin. See, sometimes family members need to have a good old-fashioned fight to clean things up.
Ricky Starks and Brian Cage going to let off some steam against one another on July the 14th on night one of Fyter Fest with the FTW Championship on the line. Will the dissension in Team Taz continue? I guess we will find out on July 14th at Fyter Fest night one.
Because the competition sometimes doesn't want to hear their fans. I guess I'm burning another bridge. Surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, AEW cares about their fans. Because we are not here just to get ourselves a paycheck. We're here every week. With you people, without you people, and we come out here, we bust our asses. Because we love professional wrestling. I don't think the devil is due, but you saw a match between Kenny Omega and my dude Jungle Boy that you will not see on the other channel. You will not see legends who are respected on the other channel. You will not see people like me and my best friend on the other channel. And you will not see the heart that everybody in that locker room has on the other channel. Ladies and gentlemen, I was supposed to send you home happy, but I'm speaking from my heart, and the bottom line is this. We are AEW. We will see you Wednesday, and we want to hear you.
That was Eddie Kingston's big speech post-Dynamite last week, sending the fans home happy, as he said there, with some shots fired at the WWE's bow. And the one person that spoke out about these comments, surprisingly, was Bully Ray. It was on Bully Ray's Busted Open radio show yesterday that he criticized Eddie Kingston for knocking WWE in that promo. He says, "I love Eddie Kingston to death. If we were having promo wars and I was the captain of the team and somebody said you've got to pick one person to do the promo for you, I'd most likely pick Eddie because of his believability, his tone, his inflection and everything else about Eddie. But in this case, Eddie Kingston needs to shut the F up and stay in his lane. Tell me about how great AEW is. Fly the flag for your company. Show me that you wear your heart on your sleeve. Tell me why that you were an indie guy for the majority of your career. Now this company took a chance on you and you have learned to love it and everything about it. Now I'm on board, Eddie. Don't take the easy way out and knock WWE, because if you go back and listen to the fans, they really don't pop that hard when he takes a jab at WWE. You don't get the reaction that you were looking for, because people are most likely thinking, all right, Eddie, stay away from them. There's no reason to go there. If Cody wants to destroy a throne, I get it. If Jericho wants to say F you, I get it. But Eddie, why? There is no reason for him to say it." This led to Bully Ray actually trending on Twitter. Quite a lot of people misinterpreted Bully Ray's comments for an attack on Eddie Kingston. And, you know, initially a lot of reports set this out as Bully Ray setting his sights on Eddie Kingston, when it's actually some criticism that is filled with love for Eddie Kingston when you hear it back. I think Eddie Kingston kind of gets that vibe. He was on WrestleZone's Two Dynamite Dudes podcast after these comments came out and said, "Let's get this question out of the way. Let's all calm down. You think I'm going to go and bury the locker room that I work for? No. Plus, I love our locker room. I love AEW. What do you want from me? They're paying me. They're putting me on national television after all. After it'll be 20 years in October, they're putting me on national television. Of course, I'm going to go rah, rah, AEW. Relax, relax. Competition is good. Watch pro wrestling. I don't care. I grew up during the days in the 90s where you had guys in ECW calling out everybody. You had WCW doing everything they could to beat World Wrestling Federation at the time. They did it too. It's good. Competition is good because then everybody's watching pro wrestling. But I digress. I could keep talking, but for what happened for the after show, let everyone go home happy. People got butt hurt and some didn't. Everyone relax. Let's love it. Let's love this. Let's relax." The words of Eddie Kingston about that promo from post-Dynamite last week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Don't know about you, but I'm very keen to see what the Iconics do next. The artists formerly known as Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay, were speaking on Oral Sessions with Renee Paquette, and they talked about a return to wrestling, and they said, "The difficult thing for us is that we still don't have our green cards, so we're not allowed to work until we get those, or we can find some sponsorship anywhere else. We are so excited that we have this freedom, we have so many ideas, but pump the brakes, we can't do any of it. The podcast that we're doing, we're not making any money off it. It's purely to get our name out there and stay relevant. It's tough knowing that we have all these things we want to do, but we can't do. We're in this holding pattern right now. There's literally nothing we can do. It's just waiting. Whatever they choose to do next, I know Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay are going to make an impact wherever they go. That's not a hint as to where they're going. I've got no prior knowledge as to where they're going. A British wrestling legend is going to be competing on the WWE Network this weekend. ICW have revealed that Doug Williams, as part of his comeback tour, is going to make his in-ring return to Insane Championship Wrestling on July the 3rd. That's this Saturday on the WWE Network and on Peacock. Williams coming back to face DCT, the former ICW World Heavyweight Champion, on Fight Club. This is part of Williams' return to the wrestling ring. He was done in 2018, but he said in an interview with Cultaholic that the pandemic kind of changed his mind on his plans, and he wants to do a little bit more.
You know, had a lot of time to sit at home doing nothing, thinking about your life and the things that ultimately you enjoyed, and you know, things that you might maybe have taken for granted for a while, and now you realise that they were a fundamental part of your life and something you really enjoyed and actually, you know, made your life what it was. And I think wrestling was definitely one of those things, you know. So it kind of gave me the itch to get in there and start performing again. Whilst I'm still able to, I don't think I'm totally over the hill yet. I don't think I've totally written off.
And an AEW star is set to star in a major movie. Darby Allin, back a while ago, said he'd gladly take time away from AEW if it meant he could appear in the upcoming Jackass 4. Slashfilm.com have confirmed that Darby Allin is a part of Jackass 4. The guy who knows his way around a skateboard is no doubt going to be doing something ridiculous with the lads from Jackass. The film's out on October 22nd in cinemas. And if you have Paramount Plus, you don't even need to go to the cinema. You can watch it on there as well. Check out the Cultaholic podcast feed. Last night, we dropped a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring the reigning Progress Women's Champion, Kanji. We talk about her meteoric rise through the ranks of professional wrestling, right to the Progress Women's Championship, and that amazing 2 out of 3 that she did with Giselle Shaw recently that really got the wrestling world talking. Talk to her all about that on the podcast feed. Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now for 10 deserving WWE stars who never main evented WrestleMania. There is a fair amount of people who never got that opportunity to headline on the grandest stage of them all. And we'll go through at least 10 of them at youtube.com/cultaholic. twitch.tv/cultaholic. Sam Driver returns tonight from 6 p.m. British summertime, playing games with you for your amusement from 6 o'clock tonight. We did find the dog, didn't we? I believe we did find the dog. Happy days, unless he's lost it again. It's hard to keep up. That dog seems to get everywhere. twitch.tv/cultaholic. If you want to own a little piece of Cultaholic, you can do so now with an Adam Pacitti or a Jack the Jobber wrestling buddy. Or maybe you want to capture that beautiful aroma that came from Hell in a Smell 4. Why not purchase a main event candle at cultaholicshop.com that'll take you all the way back to that glorious smelly weekend with Adam Pacitti sat in a bath of food waste. What a time to be alive. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.